a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I brought a burlap bag with something in it. See if you can guess what it is. It's in there. It's a book. And it's called Speedy Delivery. I found it at the library and I wanted to read it to you right away. Just come over here to our usual reading place, all right? And we'll read this book. That picture of Mr. McFeely right on the front. It's called Speedy Delivery. And this is the way it starts. My name's Mr. McFeely. My business is called Speedy Delivery. I deliver all kinds of things. Here are some of my deliveries for the day. This one looks exactly like something that flies. It must be a toy airplane. There are wheels sticking out of this package. It could be a wagon. What else do you think it could be? Here's an enormous box. It may be too heavy to carry. No, it's very light. It must be filled with feathers. Or something nice and tiny. Or maybe nothing at all. Here's a round package that bounces like a ball. Or a bouncy globe. Or a rubber orange. This package smells good. Maybe it is a bunch of flowers. Or a funny honey cake. Or a sweet-smelling trumpet. Here's a box with a key sticking out of it. If you wound the key and it made music, what could it be? Or if you heard it tick, 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 what could it be? It could also be a red wind-up neighborhood trolley. But these things aren't mine to open, says Mr. McFeely, and I'd better get them to their owners. Do you have any other ideas what these packages might have inside? Speedy delivery. Speedy delivery. Wouldn't it be fun to hear Mr. McFeely read that in his own voice? I have an idea of something. I need to get this burlap bag again. And you saw what it was like to have a book in it. Now close your eyes for a minute. I'm going to put something else in here and see if you can guess what's in here. All right, you can look now. It's something from the model of the neighborhood of make-believe. And it has little holes in it where different platypuses go in and out. That's what it is, the platypus mound. Now, you know that Mrs. Platypus and Anna and Dr. Bill are all back from their trip. What's that cow's name who works with Don Quixote? Harry Elizabeth Cow. Okay, let's make believe that she is delivering something in a burlap bag to the platypus family as a welcome home present. First of all, Lady Aberlin could be doing a remote TV program with Mrs. Platypus and her daughter Ornithorhynchus Anatinus, little Anna. Ready for the neighborhood of make-believe? Okay.
Yes, we just had a lovely time, and of course Ornithorhynchus Anatinus had a very good time too. Westwood is a lovely place for children.
I understand that King Friday, Queen Sarah, and Prince Tuesday are going to make a visit to Westwood soon.
Yes, yes, they have been invited. I think they'll go. Westwood is Queen Sarah's old home, you know.
Yes, and Bob Dog's, too.
Well. Welcome home, dear.
Oh, Harriet, I'm so glad you've come.
Oh, thank you.
We're on television right now.
Oh, well. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no, not at all. Just act your natural self.
All right. I brought you these for a welcome home present. Hello, little Anna. Hello.
Auntie Harriet.
Bless her heart. Lovely child. Oh, hello there, Lady Aberlin.
Hello there, Harriet.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about ending the program? I want to show you a little something.
And so ends our informal interview with Mrs. Platypus and her daughter, Ornithorhynchus Anatinus. We hope that you will be with us again soon for travel tips. And now, back to the studios of MGR TV.
Oh, and if you're listening, Lady Elaine, please come out here. I want to show you something, too. Now, what I've discovered is that you can really make nice things from these burlap bags.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you can make nice things from these burlap bags.
What you got in that burlap bag?
Oh, in here?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to guess, Evelyn.
Sort of hard.
Know what it is?
Heavy.
You can take it if you want. Don't look in the bag.
I'll close my eyes.
Okay.
Oh, they're those kind of those rubber balls that go real high.
No. Mm-mm.
No.
No, you're not even close.
Sort of round, might. An apple.
No, but think along the vegetable lines.
Vegetable lines. It's not celery. It's round, but it's not that. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
There are little places where you're. Sort of dimples.
Mm-hmm.
What ha...
Give up?
Does it start with a P?
Yeah.
P-O-T-A-T-O-E.
Yes.
These are fancy potatoes. Where I come from.
Well...
They're just plain... Beautiful.
Aren't they nice?
What a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make so many things with these burlap things. Now, let me show you something else. I made a little dress for it. I want to show you. It's for Anna.
Oh.
You can really make a lot of things out of burlap bags.
That's so kind of you, Harriet.
How clever.
Oh, it's nothing.
Anna, do you want to try on this dress? Where's Ornithorhynchus Anatinus? Where is she? Where is... is Anna, Anna. Ornithorhynchus Anatinus, Anna, Anna. There she is.
Peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo. Oops. Here now.
You better snap the back there. I think it'll make a better fit. I think I made it better than that.
Oh, okay. Let me just snap the back on that.
Mm-hmm.
Empty Harriet.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, you lovely child.
Oh, it really looks so nice on her, Harriet.
Well, she's not the only one who gets one. I've made them for our singing trio.
You mean the neighborhood sweethearts?
Uh-huh. Wait
up. Oh, let's see, Harriet.
Okay, I'll go fetch them.
I'd love to hear you women sing again.
Yeah, well, wait, I'll show you these.
Oh, new costumes.
Oh, boy.
Just like Harriet.
I'll be right up.
She's so good at sewing, too.
Oh, Harriet, let me help you. Here.
Oh, thank you.
There's one in here for me?
Uh-huh. Why don't you try it on, Evelyn?
I sure will.
Okay, then.
Here's this. This looks a little small for me. It looks...
That's not yours.
Is that yours?
No, it's Lady Elaine's.
Oh, Lady Elaine's.
Mm-hmm.
But this one must be Lady Elaine's.
I was just trying to see if you know the difference.
Okay, so that's Lady Elaine's.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Okay, you guess which one yours is now, I bet.
I bet it's this one.
Right.
Oh, Harriet.
Beautiful sewing.
Thank you.
Anna.
Where's Empty Applewin? Where's Empty Applewin? Where's any peek-a-boo?
Peek-a-boo.
Well, do you like it?
Oh, yes, Harriet.
Good. Listen, why don't we do a number and call it the Neighborhood Burlap Bags?
Oh, yes. Harriet, that's great.
I like that.
What's going on here?
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to run a television station and you all are having a party. Nice interview, Elsie Jean and Anna.
Oh, thank you, Lady Elaine.
Now, what is going on here?
Well, Harriet has just made us some new costumes for the neighborhood sweethearts.
Oh, good idea for a program.
Yeah, we could put it on right now if you wish.
I'd rather do it in the studio. You know, better lighting and sound. No offense, Elsie Jean.
Elsie Jean, would you like to come over to the studio with us? Let's do it.
Well, I'll watch it on our television inside. We have a lot to do here at the mound.
Oh, we're sure you do. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Happy singing.
Thanks. Come on, right to the studio now.
Hee-haw. So, friends, when you want the best in potatoes... and the best in burlap bags, come to your friendly windmill farm at some place else and buy them. This commercial was brought to you free over MGR TV. Free TV. It rhymes. Never know what will come to you when you try, do you? Yeehaw. Well, here comes your general manager, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
You're in for a treat, donkey.
What kind of a treat?
You tell them, Averlyn, while Harriet and I get on our costumes.
Mm-hmm.
There's yours,
thanks,
Harriet.
Sweets.
Wait, this is yours?
Thanks very much.
Wait, this is yours and this is
yours.
Oh,
good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come
Thank
along.
You very much.
Come along.
See you, baby.
Well, what's this all about, this treat?
Harriet Elizabeth Cow made us some costumes for our singing group out of burlap bags.
Yeehaw, I know all about it. It's great advertisement for our kind of bag.
And we're going to sing something with the costumes on.
I'll be listening.
Come on, Averlyn. Let's get going.
Okay. See you later, Duncan.
Okay.
Well, that ought to do it there on that side.
Really nice. It looks wonderful, Lady.
You like it?
Well, Did you do it?
Just cut out some of those red burlap hearts and put them up with safety pins.
Great.
Yeah.
Harriet?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to go?
No, Lady Averlyn, I'm having trouble with the snap in the back of my dress there.
There.
Oh, that's better. Thank you very much.
Oh, good.
Good. Okay, now what'll we sing? What do you think we should sing?
Well, Harriet said something about neighborhood bags, right?
I'll say the neighborhood burlap bags.
That's good.
So we're the neighborhood burlap bags.
Mm-hmm.
We're the neighborhood burlap bags.
That sounds good.
I have an idea. We like our zigs. We like our zags.
All right.
How about that?
Neighborhood burlap, we like our zigs, we like our zags.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing sags and nothing lags.
Okay, good. Okay.
Nothing sags and nothing lags.
Have any ideas, Harriet?
Let's see, wait a minute. How about, no one could ever call us hags because we're the neighborhood burlap bags.
Perfect.
All right, that's great.
Perfect. Why don't we try it together?
Zigs, zags, right, zags, lags, no one can call us hags. Okay, sure.
Ready? Ready, Harriet?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Here goes.
Crack up the band.
We're the neighborhood burlap bags. The neighborhood burlap bags. We like our zigs. We like our zags. Nothing zags and nothing lags. You see, there isn't one of us bags that nags. No one could ever call us hags.
But we're the neighborhood burlap.
Neighborhood burlap. Neighborhood burlap bags.
We like our zigs.
We like our zigs.
We like our zags.
We like our zags.
Nothing zags and nothing lags.
You see, there isn't one of us bags that nags. No one could ever call us hags.
Because we're the neighborhood burlap.
Neighborhood burlap. Neighborhood burlap bags.
We love potatoes.
Neighborhood burlap bags.
We've been recycled.
Neighborhood burlap bags.
We're really pretty.
We're the neighborhood burlap bags.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, what you can do with our kind of bags. Remember, our potatoes come in that kind of bag. Ha-hee. Really great, sweethearts.
We're the neighborhood burlap, neighborhood burlap.
There are lots of things for which people can use burlap. Some people make curtains and rugs. Some cover cushions with it. Yeah. Some people make placemats. I happen to like it for a book bag. Yep. Oh, there's the telephone. Coming. Let's see who this is. Hello. Hi, Mrs. McFeely. How are you? Do you have something to show me? Good. Well, I'd like to come over.
We'll take this.
Yes. Uh-huh. Very shortly. Yeah, as soon as I feed the fish. All right, I'll see you then. He is? Good. We'll see both of you then. All right. Bye-bye. Said Mr. McFeely's there. They have something they want to show us. We'll just take this book and show them. There's your food, fish. Okay, ready to go to the McFeely's? See what they have to show us. Burlap bag. Come along. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Thank you.
We have something to show you.
It's our speedy delivery book.
What do you think of that?
Oh, a book about your speedy delivery business. Would you read it in your own voice?
Oh, I'd like to.
That'd be a good idea.
Right this way.
I'd like to hear that in his own voice.
Come on in.
Okay. Let me see here.
Did you read out loud a long time?
Well, it's called Speedy Delivery, as you know. And it begins, Mr. McFeely's my name. My business is called Speedy Delivery. I deliver all kind of things.
That's true, isn't it?
Here are some of my deliveries for the day. This one looks exactly like something it flies. It must be a toy airplane. There are wheels sticking out of this package. It could be a wagon. What else do you think it could be?
A car, wrapped up car.
Could be a loaf of bread with wheels on it.
It could be, could be a lot of things. Well, here's an enormous box. It may be too heavy to carry. Nope, it's very light. It must be filled with feathers. Or something nice and tiny, like a little lollipop. Or maybe nothing at all. Here's a round package that bounces like a ball, or a bouncy globe, or a rubber orange.
Rubber orange.
This package smells good. Maybe it is a bunch of flowers, Mrs. McFeely's flowers, or a funny honey cake, or a sweet-smelling trumpet. Here's a box with a key sticking out of it. If you wound the key and it made music, what could it be? Or if you heard a tick, 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 what could it be?
Clock.
A clock, right? It could also be a red wind-up neighborhood trolley. But these aren't mine to open, and I'd better get them to their owners and say speedy delivery to them.
Speedy delivery.
Well, you're a good reader, David.
Thank you very much.
Do you ever wonder about things like that with deliveries that you have on your bicycle? I mean, you see the shapes of them. Do you ever wonder what's inside?
I wonder what's inside, but they're not mine to open up, so I just say speedy delivery Mr. Rogers or speedy delivery Joe Negri and just give them to them, and then sometimes they open up and show me what they are.
And then you see what's inside.
Boy, I wish I had a lot of these books to give to friends like you, but I don't have any more, just this one.
The company only sent us a couple, and we sent the others over to the grandchildren.
Well, I didn't know whether to show you this or not, but this is the library copy. Our neighborhood library already has one.
Oh, you've seen it already?
Yes, but it's the kind of book you want to read over and over again, Mr. McFeely.
It is a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, that good old library of ours.
Well, it's nice to have a book about our speedy delivery business, isn't it, dear?
Certainly is.
It's good to hear it in your voice, Mr. McFeely.
Well, thank you, and I'll just say speedy delivery. I'll see you to the door.
That's certainly
it. Thanks for thinking of us.
You bet. I wanted to show it to you. You already had it.
Well,
but that's fine. Bye-bye.
Good day to you. Speedy delivery.
Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Come along. See, that's what libraries are great for. So everybody can have books. I loved hearing Mr. McFeely read that book. Have you started to learn to read yet? Well, that's something people learn when they go to school. When you learn to read, you can tell what a book says without having anyone else read it to you. But even after you learn to read, it's nice to have people read to you once in a while, isn't it? Sometimes you feel like holding your pillow all night long. Sometimes you hug your teddy bear tightly. He's old, but he's still strong. And sometimes you want to snuggle up closely with your own mom and dad at night. You even need the light sometimes, but that's not bad. In the long, long trip of growing, there are stops.
steps along the way. For thoughts of all the soft things and a look at yesterday. For a chance to fill our feelings with comfort and with ease. And then tell the new tomorrow, you can come now when you please. So please don't think it's funny when you want an extra kiss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this. Please don't think it's funny when you want the ones you miss. There are lots and lots of people who sometimes feel like this.
However you feel, I like you just the way you are. Why I like you for my television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We talked about a lot of things this week, didn't we? I'll be back. I like you just the way you are.
To make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.